them. It quietly sits behind their every tree. If the poets always come again, it drinks from the empty acorn. The dew that comes sweet for the stones attaches cane upon the ground, signals the snow drops it's time to grow. Seasonal winter tune to start with. And the next one is not about winter at all. It's about a little rabbity guy, a little hare, who crawled in under the fence of our garden to come and live with us. There's a tune about how he met a sticky end at the fierce fangs of the Patterdale Terrier called Hare in the Wine Cup. Features John O'Hara on the accordion and on the darbuka, the Middle Eastern percussion instrument. Yes. Over on the drums and percussion, Scott Hammond on the bongos, Scott Hammond. And with metronomic precision, David Goodyear will keep time with the tambourine that has the holy music, the tambourine of the hand. I'm not even going to mention this guy, but I will later. It's a secret. Hare in the Wine Cup.
Yeah. aspires to be part of the family on goodness you. Lost his wild ways, now he met the dad over it. Say that the pure men were only men. They're the fair and the white cat. Fair and the white cat. Fair and the white cat.
Christmas carol. Not that ancient. I think it was written in America about 200 years ago. And we know it well in the UK and some parts of Europe. It's based on a traditional story about three wise men visiting little baby Jesus in the manger, bringing him presents, nice things. But we do this in a slightly different way because the original was in 3/4 time, in waltz time. We're going to do it in 5/4 time, and it's now called We Five Kings.
Thank you.
Now young Florian, for that is his name, Florian O'Parley from München in Germany. He's going to play very nicely for us. But it's easy to play nicely when you're a nice boy. You're not listening to that. This is a piece of rather sad music about the fate of our English countryside and the agricultural policy known as set-aside, where we pay money to grow nothing in our farms and fields. Sad song about empty farmhouses. Very short, we won't depress you for too long. Set-aside, Florian.
Hard pantos bumping, a white-stranded farmer's frazzled old silhouette in an ivy dress. Winter sun catches the fox through thin hedges, throws his long shadow north to the emptiness. Far hearts and tatters, shattered and battered, even lavished of dollar these last few years. Spiderweb windows on set aside, standing lost in a landscape of tears.
Christmas tunes you hear in the churches and cathedrals. This one is joins together two ideas. Hark the herald angels sing, the holly and the ivy. We call this one Holly Herald.
Thank you.
this is one of two songs that I've written over the years that actually proclaimed itself to be indeed a Christmas song. I wrote the first Christmas song in 1968, and then a bit later on, somewhere around the mid-70s, I decided to write another Christmas song. So I called it Another Christmas Song. Brilliantly, brilliantly observant and pertinent and creative. Another Christmas song. This one's about the family Christmas, having your children and your grandchildren around you. It'll happen to you one day, Scott. US tour, before we got on the plane, one day before. It's so new, it doesn't have a name yet, but it will have soon. It'll be that tune that we played on the American tour. We should call it that. This is a new piece of music. Gives all the guys in the band a chance to play something interesting. Florian Pauly with the electric guitar plank of Wood Gibson Les Paul Twin Humbucker sound.
Yes.
Song with no name.
Crossroads of New Street and Old Town.
something from good home and sea. Thinking back to the child that she once was, all bread and butter and jam for her tea. Men came and went in her moments of madness, muttered apologies late for a meeting. Too much intensity, too much faint stiffness. Hand on glasses to greet me. You can have too much. This is a warning kind of a piece of music from a solo album about the perils of too much drinking of alcohol. It's called In the Grip of Stronger. stuff.
Strong.
Songs from the Wood and Too Old to Rock and Run, I think. Yeah, check it out. The Strokes Quartet.
Thank you.
first one of those is one that John O'Hara will begin with the guys in the quartet. It's a piece of music by J.S. Bach, a lovely little Secrets of Arpeggios, which is called his Prelude in C major. And then following on from that is a piece of scurrilous classical cocktail lounge jazz called Bourrée. And after that, we will be taking a 15-minute intermission, and then we'll be back for the second half of some songs I know you'll know. First of all, Bach's Prelude in C major, John O'Hara.
Thank you.
please have a great and sympathetic welcome to Florian O'Parley, who's going to do something really terrible to a fine bit of music by J.S. Bach. It's even worse than Beret, this one. He's going to liberate J.S. Bach's wonderful toccata and fugue from years, centuries of repression, and take it into the thrash metal age. Florian O'Parley with toccata and fugue. My daughter's birthday is the 22nd of December. On the 15th of December, it is the birthday of Colonel Coleman, a NASA astronaut, who will be taking off on her third mission into space. She's flying up to the International Space Station, and she's taking with her a special friend, the Italian astronaut. The Italian astronaut, whose name is Paolo Nespoli. And he's a very brave man, just like Catherine Coleman. He's going to take flute lessons in space because Catherine has got my flute with her in the International Space Station. Paolo's going to be a flute player when he comes home 5.5 months later. We'll play this for Catherine and Paolo, our very own Italian astronaut, taking off on the 17th of December. Here it is, a piece called Birthday Card at Christmas. Christmas Carols from Merry Old England. This one was on a little bit of a live performance back in 1971, for the very first time in the middle of the My God flute solo. This is the whole thing, done in Christmas Carol jazz style. It's called God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Thank you. piece of music written for a special guest that played with us in India a year and a half ago. Her name is Anushka Shankar, the sitar playing daughter of Father Ravi Shankar. I wrote a piece of music for us to play with Anushka, based on some Indian classical themes and some Celtic music. So it's kind of put together in a fashion to bring together the sitar and the flute. But we don't have Anushka with us tonight. Instead, we have the next best thing. Tonight, Florian O'Pale will be Anushka. Yes. It's called A Change of Horses. John O'Hara on the accordion. Thank you.
a new mad all morning. Fresh flower in Rochester. No pressure for a falling. Then is to play. And the light is to call. And we treasure all. All that we left behind us. No poison, cold and dark regrets. No nameless blame to lay. Resolute thoughts released. I ride back to Babylon. Some 40
16th century, we had a very merry old king back in England. His name was King Henry VIII. He liked to cut the heads off his wives whenever he could, which was quite often. He was a patient man. He sometimes waited for up to 3 or 4 days before he cut a head off a wife. It was just, you know, I think showed him remarkable discipline and restraint. King Henry also wrote fine classical music, and this is a piece of early classical music from King Henry's own pen. It's called Pastime in Good Company. 16th century rock and roll.
Thank you.
think she was a little distance from it. The translation wasn't clear. You'd be a budding sailing hero. International competition in a year. She was cut in a basin for a party. What could keep up on a hard track of while she ran a perfect circle and she wore a perfect smile. Tiana, the old gymnasium, dusting off the little lens, checking her hair. Well, she was helping out at the backstage, stopping carts and shitting fair. Yes, and the legs went on forever, lights staring out. She was send those shivers down the wall. Yeah, but she did embrace her table. In fact, she wasn't there at all. Yes, and the legs went on forever, like staring out of her infinity. Her heart was spinning to the west and lands, and she didn't care to be. And that night was Budapest. It was a hot night. Best. an old man watching lonely, taking time the only way he knows. I'm little girls, boy, bad and bad.
violin, we have Greg. On the second violin, we have Peter. On viola, we have Julia. And on cello, they really have a little band. And Grant, the Scots Quartet. Thanks again, good night.
Thank you. aspettiamo un attimo Aldo, lo salutiamo e poi andiamo.
Però in forma.
Quanti anni? C'è uno?
Ah sì. Vediamo.
Fucking the rabbit.